back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, we just talked about A Lame Excuse by Louis DeJoy, a.k.a. Ernst Stavro Blofeld. Louis DeJoy. So we just heard. There's an even lamer excuse, if that's possible. You know, he's the guy who said, I didn't knowingly violate the law, as if that's okay. But down in Texas, you know that the Republicans passed one of the most rigid anti-voter suppression laws in the country. And one of the toxic things about it wasn't just getting rid, basically, of easy absentee voting, early voting. It's imposing felony sanctions, criminal sanctions, on innocent poll workers if they deviate a gnat's eyelash from some of these new restrictions. Example in Georgia was you can't give water to anybody standing in line, even in the hot sun, even a pregnant woman who faints, because that's assisting her and giving her a thing of value, and you go to jail for up to 10 years. The judge has got to throw that out, but they haven't so far. But in Texas, what they did was felonies for opening the polling place a minute early or a minute late. If it's supposed to open at 7 and you open at 6:59 or 7:01, go to the Who's Gal for 10 years. Now, are they actually going to do it for something like that? Almost certainly not. But you think that the average 70-year-old poll worker who sort of likes doing it, they make $110 or something and they go down there and do it, going to put up with that? The risk, a lot of people take that kind of thing very seriously. Very, very seriously. And that kind of rigid enforcement of stupid, meaningless requirements, helping somebody in line, if they ask you what ward they're in, you can tell them, but you can't walk up to them and say, what ward are you in, to helpfully direct them somewhere else. This is the kind of thing they're doing down there. But one of the things they're doing that had a racial overtone, and a lot of these have racial overtones, was they said that you can't do early voting before 1 p.m. on Sundays. They just picked out Sundays. They didn't say Saturdays. They didn't say Fridays or Wednesdays or Sunday. Why is that? Because African-American churches, after church services, frequently everybody goes down to the polls. It's called Souls to the Polls. And they go down, it's a joyous occasion. They get on a bus or they go down in their cars. They early vote, you know, at noon or so. And then they go to brunch, and it's really quite festive and terrific. By passing a law that says that you can't early vote before 1 p.m., you know, the polls are closed then. Well, to say to people after church services, a mid-morning church service, that they somehow are supposed to wait around, the air goes out of the balloon. Some people will do it, but not a ton of them, and not the numbers that frequently do. It's called Souls to the Polls. So they pass an anti-Souls to the Poll bill. They didn't call it anti-Souls to the Polls, but that's what it was. It was anti-Souls to the Polls. They got so much blowback on that, and they realized that if it goes to federal court, not state court, where people have to run for re-election, but federal court, we have a lifetime appointment, and a lot of people take this stuff more seriously. They are liable to have everything shut down that they did. And they may anyway. There's litigation under all of it. So they issued a Louis DeJoy, a.k.a. Ernst Stavro Blofeld, disclaimer. And here's what they said. It was a typo. That's what they said. It was a typo. In other words, one of the largest states in the country, certainly after California, a wealthy state, a lot of industry, a lot of oil industry, very able people. The University of Texas at Austin is one of the great universities in the country, in the world. Space station, their legislature, they go through tons of drafts. They have staffers on both sides. You think the Democrats who opposed this bill didn't point out it was a typo? You know, if you're going to lie, frankly, and try to sneak out of a tight spot. They should at least do it plausibly. They're not doing this plausibly. They say it was a typo. What do you mean a typo? Instead of 1 p.m., what do you mean? 2 p.m., that's even worse. Did you mean 9 a.m.? Why do you limit early voting on Sundays different from any other day? Why isn't it the same on in all of them? If you have early voting from something like 8 to 5, do it. Anyway, the immediate response is, okay, it's a typo. Well, what happens is in the rare case where there's a typo that comes in legislation, you just get up in front of the legislature and say, we want unanimous consent. This is a typo. It's a drafting error. And here's what we're going to say, which is what we all agreed to. Now, in this day and age, you would have people like the Gohmers and the Gossarts, Marjorie Taylor Greens, Devin Nunez, Gymnasium Jim G.A.M. Gordon, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, Mo Brooks. They wouldn't agree that the sky was blue. I mean, so that's a problem. But down in Texas, that's all they had to do. Or just have the clerk copy edit the typo, put in the real amount, which is what they said they were going to do, and then circulate it to all the legislators and say, without objection, we'll deem it to be unanimous consent. They could do all of this. Oh, no, it was a typo. Somehow we're locked in for what? 2 more years? 3 more years just beyond the next election? Certainly the 2022 election. Come on. That is the lamest, dumbest excuse I've ever heard, even worse than Louis DeJoy saying he did not knowingly commit a felony. He said, I did not knowingly violate the law. In this case, it was a felony. Baloney. Baloney. And what, a typo? Baloney. Absolutely baloney. There are no typos. There are no typos at that level, believe me. There are no typos in that kind of a state at that level. Where you get typos, state of Nebraska one time, when they were amending their constitution, decided to copy New York's constitution. It's a good constitution, and New York is a historical state. They put most of it in. Unfortunately, they also put in a provision for a port authority. Nebraska doesn't have any ports. It's landlocked. So you have a lot of crazy things like that. But that is Nebraska. I like Nebraska. I have cousins in Omaha. I like visiting Omaha. However, that's a lot different from ruling out souls to the polls, which is consistent with all of the voter suppression that the Texas Republican Party is doing. And then when they're caught, oh, I made a mistake. Sorry, we're locked in for 2 more years, made a mistake. No, they're not. And the fact of the matter is now they're going to have to change that, because if they do not change that and they go to federal court, and not only is it racially motivated to knock out souls to the polls, but they said it was a mistake. I'll tell you, that hearing before the federal judge will last 2 seconds. 2 seconds. So, of course, they'll get rid of it. They got caught. It's just a sneaky way of doing it. If they had been at all candid, which they're not, of course, they'd say that this was a mistake, period, and we will correct it. And that would be the truth. It was a mistake, but they did not think it was a mistake, and they still don't think it's a mistake, and they'll find other ways to interfere with souls to the polls. Inadequate voting machines, inadequate staffing, voting machines that break down, limiting big counties to the same number of machines as small counties. Houston, in other words, Harris County. There's a lot of tricks they can do. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.